Power 94, that be JTT. It's the homie Big Two, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we got Nick with the stats with the end of the chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the stats. You're in the chat with me and Coach Nick Fike over at Red Bank, head basketball coach over there. Sitting first in district with two games left, how pleased are you with the team's performance this season?
I'd say I'm really pleased. Our big thing is focus on the journey, not the destination. Obviously, everybody wants to get to the same spot destination-wise, and I think our journey this year has definitely been an intriguing one. But we've got the guys starting to mesh well together, starting to play well together. Kind of got to see that on Friday. What I had to realize, and they had to realize, that the more reps that we get together, the better we'll be. So I like the way we've responded to our losses this year, and now the guys are finally playing at that level that we've been anticipating them to play at. So it's been rewarding coming down the stretch. I don't know if I've had a team that...
Having three guys right now in double-digit point averages right now, and then players that can score at all levels of the game. Just on Friday, shot 15 for 32 on three-point field goals, and it's just unbelievable what they're doing. What can you say about the athleticism of the team?
We haven't ever really been big here at Red Bank. As far as size-wise, we typically get those size guards, so we got to play in our favor. I use that in our favor, so we do a lot of pressing. We try to pick you up, try to stay man-to-man, make sure we're in gaps and trying to get those deflections. So when we got the athleticism, we got, obviously, that plays into our favor, allows us to kind of get out in those passing lanes a little bit quicker, and allows us to play at the pace that we want to play at. You shoot the ball that well, but I think we had 25 assists. So when you're moving the ball the way that we're capable of moving the ball, I think we're tough to beat. You can say we're moving that thing and we're pitching that thing up. It's tough to guard. Like you said, three guys in double figures, three real talented guards, and then you get some guys around them that do a great job in playing their role, whether it's a shooter or your roles in defend and rebound. Those guys have done a really good job of buying into their roles. So, like I said, it's been unique to watch.
Just continuing with the additions of your team, I mean, several key pieces like we've already talked about, but the addition of Austin Jones too, what's that been like as a coach for you and as well as the team, just adding him into the mix?
It's funny because people, will say, you get Austin over there and you get his cousin Marcus, who's been fabulous for us, and you're gonna be awesome. You're gonna be so good. You're gonna be a powerhouse. And I think if you're a real coach or you really know the game, that's not that simple. Where you just add a couple guys and boom, you're instantly better. They've had to kind of buy in our culture and get used to kind of the way we do things. Also, some of the offense that we run and defensively how we're going to defend. So you take those guys and you put those guys with your DJs and your Mikes and your Taylors and the guys that we already have. I just think you realize as a coach, the only way we get better is reps. So it's been constant conversations with Marcus and DJ and Austin and the rest of those guys of just being unselfish. And they're not. There's never a time where I think they're being selfish on purpose, by no means. It's just them adjusting to each other. So it is unique to watch Austin and DJ play off each other when they're playing well. And I think you saw that Friday night, those two play off each other. And then you throw a guy like Marcus in there who does a great job floating the baseline, has a knack for the ball, is always in that open spot. It's been fun watching the progress. Now, it hadn't been easy by no means, but it's definitely been rewarding to see them here the past couple games starting to really feed off each other.
Yeah, they were feeding off each other and just seemed like it was just a really cohesive unit on the floor. Just one more question for you. The health of the team. We hate seeing injuries, but they happen. They're a part of the game. And even last Friday night, we saw one of Saudi's guys go down and, we saw Mike Alex in a boot too. So what's that like for you, and is he going to come back?
So, man, I think Mike Alex, you realize real quick as a coach, Mike Alex went down the first Saudi game about 30 seconds in, and we were able to cover it up because we shot the ball well. But you really find out how much Mike means to you, especially in those bigger games. Mike Alex is a glue guy. Mike Alex has been in this program for 4 years. He was around 2 years ago when we went to state and won district and region. So he got to see what it took to get to that point. So when you get a guy like that, your senior year go down, it hurts. It hurts tremendously. And the guys miss him. We miss him. And so what we're trying to do is build that depth. So when he does get back, to answer your question, he had two screws put in his foot the week that happened. They gave him 4 weeks, and he will be back on Friday. Now, he's not going to be ready to go on Friday. He's been doing a lot of prehab. We're going to try to sneak him in the game, let him score a bucket, Brainerd score a bucket, then pull him out since it's senior night. And then we've got all week next week to prime him up and get him ready for the district tournament. So the guys are excited. I'm excited just to get him back, you know, not just for the team, but just him being a senior. I can't wait to get him back on the floor. So we're all excited about getting him back at the most important time of the year.
Yeah, definitely. One of your key bigs down in the paint, you know, going to come back for you. So definitely really want to see him get on the floor. And like you said, be ready for next week and obviously get a bucket on senior night, because that's going to be good for him too. So can't wait to see him come back, and as well as you continue the success on the floor, and good luck in the postseason run after this final week of regular season basketball.
I appreciate that. Thanks for reaching out and allowing me to talk about our guys a little bit.
This is Nick with the Stats, and you've entered the chat on Power 94.